his life is really not that interesting. Get ready to be astonished by the average. It's time for The Carlin Chronicles.
The time, November 1988. The place, upper middle class, the mean streets of Chatham Township, New Jersey. A portly junior in high school, in the throes of a massive weight gain, searching for answers, searching for friends, searching for fun. Just a month earlier, I had met with some disciplinary issues due to some chicanery at the home of my friend Bill Gassman. To sum up, his parents were away. We had a party. And when his mother noticed that one shoe was out of place, Bill flipped on his friends like he was going into federal protection. A month later, Thanksgiving weekend, after we had all served our time, Bill had another party, but this one parentally supervised. Four of us decided we'd knock back some cold ones beforehand at the local cemetery, because, of course, and then we would make our way over to Bill's. It was myself, John Harries, Tim LaCroix, and Jack Dowling. We got ready for the evening. We met, walked over to the cemetery after a case of Budweiser had been secured at Flynn's Tavern on River Road. Over the next couple of hours, the four of us had a few laughs, finished off about 18 of the 24 beers between us. Harries had taken care of a little more than a six-pack. He and Jack were, let's just say, the loose cannons. Harries went running around the cemetery in the dark, tripped on an iron bar in the middle of his shin. It left a mark that I believe is still with him today. We started walking up Fairmont Avenue with six beers in tow in a brown bag. We made it a good clean 30 minutes, even on a busy street without being noticed. We made our way up the hill to Bill's Street, Huron Drive. We were walking two by two, about 30 feet apart. Harry's trying to limp across the finish line, with Tim in front, myself and Jack trailing. We were roughly 150 yards from our destination, when from a side street, a car with no lights approached in the darkness, and we heard those five words you never want to hear. "Son, what's in the bag?" Jack, right next to me, took the two cans of beer he had left and fired them toward a sewer roughly 30 yards away. Not exactly the swift and stealth execution of a well-constructed plan. Jack and I took off, Tim and John in another direction. I was moving with the grace of a semi-drunken, overweight gazelle. It felt as if I was climbing a military wall without a rope as I jetted up a driveway and began a sprint that felt like it took me through most of Morris County. But really, it was just through four backyards. Jack and I ducked for cover behind some bushes, and we went dark for roughly 30 minutes. We waited. No lights, no footsteps. Thoughts of pride raced through my mind. Clearly, I had moved with such alacrity. The cops knew it was futile to try and search for someone who was clearly long gone by now. I mean, really, why bother? Jack and I resumed the trek to Bill's house, this time cutting through the backyards of Huron Drive. As we slid into the party from the back door, we saw Tim through the crowd enjoying a soda, some lively conversation. But no John Harries. "Hey," I said to Tim, "where's Harries?" "I thought he was with you," The impending sense of doom filled our three heads. Within moments, the phone rang and we already knew. John Harry's parents had requested to see me, Tim, and Jack. They were on their way. Harry's was caught by Officer Sheets of the Chatham Township Police Department. John didn't give us up, but his parents, they knew who he was with. They relayed to us. They were going to tell our parents what had happened, and they would be calling our parents the next day to do so, so we should probably do it ourselves. I came clean to my mother, grounded again. Tim and Jack, they rolled the dice, didn't tell their parents. That phone call, yeah, it never came. A month later, we happened upon Officer Sheets. He recognized Harry's. I introduced myself as, quote, one of the others from that night. Why? Because I had to know, had I actually outrun the cops on foot? The answer from Officer Sheets? Wait, there were two other guys? If I had seen you, I would have chased you. You're clearly the slowest. While my punishment was still intact, my spirit was broken. Tag it, Nikki!
This was the Carlin Chronicles.